on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Hello to everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Diakonia, a call to service. As we love to point out, diakonia is the Greek word for service. It's also the root word for the word we love, the word deacon. My name is Richard Hudzik. I am privileged to be a deacon, and I am also privileged to serve the Archdiocese of Chicago as vicar for deacons. My parish assignment, I get to work and pray with the good people of Divine Providence Parish in Westchester and soon to be united with our neighbor across Mannheim, Divine Infant, as part of the Renew My Church endeavor. We're very much looking forward to that. And as usual, joining me in the broadcast booth is Deacon David Brensick, who is the associate director of the Office of the Diaconate and also serves as a deacon at St. Louise de Marillac, and he too has his own personal journey with Renew My Church as St. Louise and St. Barbara and Brookfield come July 1 will take on a new identity and a new unity. And we have a guest with us today, and I'll mention his name in just a second to keep you on the edge of your seats. But we're looking forward to conversation with that. This is the show that the Archdiocese has graciously allowed us to offer to the listening audience. It's a show by deacons, but not really about deacons. Lord forbid that we're here to pat ourselves in the back. Rather, we want to talk about some of the things that the deacons do in their ministry of service. And the hope is maybe to invite those who are listening to take some of it on themselves or find their own path of service. The deacon has three gifts that he can offer the church, the gift of serving in the liturgy. He has the gift of the faculty of teaching, the liturgy of the word, the service to the word. And then finally, we have service to charity. And today we'll be talking, as we do most months, about that how that service to charity is played out and enfleshed, if you will. We want to be icons of Christ the servant, and we want to put flesh, as I say, on that concept. And along with, I didn't ask you to say hello, David.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, there we go. All right, now I've done my courtesies, and we'll get down to business here. Joining us today is Deacon Jim Powles, and he's going to talk about this marvelous work that he does in a variety of venues, but in particular, we're going to talk about Rest in His Arms. So good day to you, Deacon James.
Hi, good morning, Richard. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
It's a delight. We're very excited about talking about this. And so introduce yourself, if you would, to the audience. Who are you? Where do you serve? What's your family? How long have you been a deacon? All the important biographical stuff.
You bet. So I am a deacon at St. Edna Parish in Arlington Heights, one of three that we have at St. Edna. I am married. I've been married for 30 years.
Okay, you're newlyweds then.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it going to work out?
So far, so good. Of course,
great.
It's up to her, but
continue. You're on board.
I think we're good. Yeah. Right. I have four children. Two are out of college. One is in college, and one starts college in the fall. So
okay. So keep the day job.
Yeah, exactly.
And what is the day job?
So I'm a corporate suit. I work for a company called NTT Data, which provides IT services to large corporations. I'm an IT director, basically.
Now, you called yourself a suit, but I'm looking at a man sitting here in a Kelly Green T-shirt. So you must be not a suit right at the moment.
No, that's true. I don't actually have a corporate office to go to every day. I work from home, so this is about as dressed as you'll ever see
on a regular day.
Right.
Yep. Just for the record clear, he's otherwise fully clothed.
Yeah.
So. Rest in his arms. What is that, and what should we know about that?
So Rest in His Arms is a very specialized and in some ways a very strange ministry, I guess you could say, yet we believe it's a necessary one. We have three different parts to our mission, but they all revolve in some way around providing burial services to a Christian burial to children. And the heart of Rest in His Arms and the original mission that started this ministry was providing burials to abandoned children. So typically these are babies who are born and then for many different reasons, a variety of reasons, abandoned by their parents and left to die. And sadly, they do die. When that happens, it becomes a sort of a logistics problem for the medical examiner or the county coroner. They have remains on their hands and they keep them literally in cold storage until someone claims them, and frequently nobody steps forward to claim them. And so Rest in His Arms steps forward to claim the child's remains, and then we provide a Christian burial, usually a Catholic burial, for the child.
Now, when did this ministry start? When did Rest in His Arms?
It started in 2005, and it wasn't exactly planned, but there was a particular circumstance that led to its formation. There was a news story in 2005 that appeared in local newspapers where a child, the body of a child was found in a landfill in Grays Lake, Illinois. That incident made the news, and there were two women in the northwest suburbs who happened to see that news story. And both, they didn't know each other, but independently of one another, within the space of an hour or two, they were so moved by this story that they picked up the phone and they called the Lake County coroner and said, "I just read this story. Is there anything I can do to help? Is there a way we can provide a burial for the baby?" So when the second call came in, the Lake County coroner said, "You should call this other woman who just called me as well and see if you can work together." So they did, and that's how Rest in His Arms was born. One of those women, Susan Walker, is our leader today. She's a remarkable woman, a remarkable person, and really has a heart for the least in our society, which are these newborn babies. So that's how Rest in His Arms started. And Susan and this other woman, Judy, worked together to doing something they had never done before, planning the funeral for an infant. They asked around. They asked for help. They figured out how to do it. They found I think it was a Methodist minister who was willing to, the chaplain of the local police department in Grays Lake, who agreed to do the funeral. They found a burial site for the baby, and they did it, and so then the Lake County coroner approached them and said, "You know, this isn't the only child we have." And it turned out that there was another child's remains that the Lake County coroner had. And so they were asked, "Can you take care of this one as well?" And so it turned out that as they started to look into it, this is the case in many counties in Illinois and around the country, where there are unclaimed remains of children. There are of adults as well, but our mission at Rest in His Arms is specifically for children.
How many funerals has Rest in My Arms been involved with?
So 44 children have been buried by Rest in His Arms since 2005. We're very happy to say that we didn't do any in 2018. There were no instances of abandoned children in 2018, but prior to that, usually that we did one or two or three per year, sometimes as many as five or six.
And this is in Cook and Lake counties?
Yeah, we're registered to do it in any county in Illinois. But yeah, typically we do it in the Chicago area, Cook, Lake, DuPage,
Will. And how did you get into this work?
So Susan Walker, who founded the organization, was a parishioner at St. Edna. She was on my baptism prep team. So during a break one night, she was just telling me about it, and I said, well, let me know if there's anything I can do to help. And Susan Walker is the kind of person where if you say that, she will follow up, and that's what she did. So today I'm on the board of directors. I'm the treasurer of the organization, and I guess you could say I'm the spiritual director. I'm sort of the official church's or the institutional church's connection to the ministry today.
Is this a Catholic ministry, or is it ecumenical? How do you view that?
So Rest in His Arms, I would describe as a lay apostolate. Mm-hmm. It is, I guess you could say, a Catholic ministry in the sense that all of the leadership is Catholic, and we all come at it from a Catholic point of view, and we're all imbued in Catholic spirituality. We're not officially attached to the church. We're not, you know, an official organization of the archdiocese or a parish or any arm of the institutional church like that. But
you're a 501c3 Illinois not-for-profit corporation that does this work.
Yep.
So how long have you been doing this yourself?
Since 2006, I guess.
Okay, so you're back pretty close to the beginning.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm curious, the lawyer in me, how do you get permission from whatever government has control? I suppose it's the coroner, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get permission to do what you do?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Let me say, first of all, that we have a wonderful attorney on our board, Jim Scar, who also has a real heart for this sort of thing, who provides us legal advice. So each jurisdiction has rules for how the remains of an unclaimed body can be released. And so Jim Scar helps us navigate those, you know, with Cook County and with other counties. I'm not a lawyer myself, but I want to say after 6 months, if I'm not mistaken, there are ways, if a family member hasn't come forward to claim a body, there are ways that a friend, so Rest in His Arms, comes forward and formally states, we're a friend and we'd like to bury the child.
Okay. And let me ask a naive question. Why do you do this? What difference does it make to these deceased children?
So the children themselves, as the name of the organization implies, that they're in God's arms. At least that's our sure and certain hope, I guess, that they're with God now. So, you know, I guess there's a couple of reasons, though. One is that one of the corporal works of mercy is to bury the dead. And so it's something that probably we need to take more seriously in our culture than we do right now. Every person, whether they're an adult or a child or an infant, it has dignity. They're one of God's creatures. God created them, and they're good, and they deserve to be buried with dignity and with our prayers. So that's why we do it. We do it because nobody else apparently is willing to do it.
It's you know, put other words on it. It's you're talking about human dignity.
Yes.
And naming these children. And we're going to go to a break right now, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of these particular stories and
sure.
Carry this conversation forward.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Not to be served, but to serve, to give my life, if you wish, to be the first you must see, to be a servant.
Imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can pray, reflect, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. This wonderful opportunity can be yours at the annual Summer Scripture Conference at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will present this year's program, According to the Scriptures, focusing on the relation between Old and New Testaments. The four major speakers will look at the Old Testament as Jesus lived it and how Jesus fulfilled it in the New. The Summer Scripture Seminar will be held Sunday through Friday, June 23rd through the 28th. Stay for the week or sign up for sets of three lectures. For details, call 847-837-4558 or go to summerscripture.org. The Summer Scripture Seminar offers you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of the Lord.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
And we're back. Did you catch the catchy new bumper music that we have for our wonderful show? I think it David Haas, Servant Song. It hopefully says something musically as to what we're about on this show. And today we're talking with me Deacon Dave Brensick and Deacon Jim Powles, who serves at St. Edna's in Arlington Heights, but also for today's purposes, we're talking to him about Rest in His Arms, an Illinois ministry that provides burial services for children who have been abandoned. And it's just the conversation is both affirming in the sense that there are people who have their heart to provide some measure of dignity to children who otherwise remains are just abandoned as so much medical waste, I guess. You know, what do you say? But it's also disquieting that we have this kind of situation in our society, that there are children. The first one that kicked this off was the baby found at the landfill. There any, and you'd said 44, 48 different?
44.
44?
Yes.
44 instances of the burials that you've been, that Rest in His Arms has done since 2005. Any of those particularly meaningful for you that could speak to the audience as to what this is about? And anything that, any of these instances that particularly come to your mind?
Yes, thanks for asking that question. So just thinking about that first child, baby Michael Gerard, and of course we don't know that his name was Michael Gerard. We bestow names on the children when we find them if they don't otherwise have names. That's one of...
Does their birth certificate then reflect? Or?
So truly I don't know if there is such a thing as a birth certificate for them.
Okay.
For that child to end up in a landfill, there was a whole set of tragic circumstances that preceded that, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't know what those are. It was treated as a crime, of course, by the police, and they investigated. And I'm not sure whether they ever discovered what that backstory was for baby Michael. That sort of circumstance, though, where a child is found in a landfill, in a dumpster, in a garbage can, that's happened. That's one of the common stories throughout the history of Rest in His Arms. One of the ones that touched me was baby Kinsey Marie. This was in 2006. She was found in a bag that was burning. The bag was on fire, and it was along a train viaduct and on the west side along Kinsey Avenue. That's the people who found her named her Kinsey because it was along Kinsey Avenue. It was another instance where nobody came forward to claim the baby, so we did. When a child is found like this, what Rest in His Arms tries to do is hold the funeral in the community where the child was found, because these stories touch the local community. There's grief. Mm-hmm. There's always grief when something like this happens to a child. So one of my jobs is to figure out where the local Catholic churches are in the vicinity. the Archdiocesan website, very helpful for that. And in this case, St. Martin de Porres, which at that time was run by the Comboni religious order, was the closest. So we contacted the pastor, and in this case, as in I think every case we've ever had at Rest in His Arms, the local pastor was more than happy to not only allow us to have the funeral in his parish, but he pretty much insisted on doing the funeral mass himself, and you know, provided the music and all the parish services that a parish would provide for a burial. So baby Kinsey was one that that touched us. There was a baby Hope who was found in a garbage can outside of the home of the mom in Sauk Village, which is in the southern part of the archdiocese. The mother was a 14-year-old child who somehow managed to conceal the pregnancy from her abusive foster parents. And the baby was delivered by the mom's sister, who was another, I think, middle school age student. They had the baby. They didn't know what to do with it, so they literally threw it away. It was found by neighbors, and again, that case was treated as a crime. But we worked with the local parish there in Sauk Village to provide a burial for that one as well. There is baby Vanch, who was killed in an honor killing. The mother's father considered that the daughter's pregnancy and lifestyle dishonored the family, and so he actually set fire to the home that killed both the baby and the mother. And so we buried Vanch as well. There was a highly publicized case, the Naperville boy, the body of a 4-year-old boy found along, I think it was I-88 in Naperville. Joe Burkett, who was the state's attorney in DuPage County at the time, worked with us to get the Naperville boy buried. That case was ultimately solved, but at the time of the burial, it was a mystery who he was or what his backstory was.
Go ahead, Dave.
No, so you do infants and then also children.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do any child up to 18, but most of the stories are infants. What's tragic about it is that in Illinois, as in all states, there is a set of laws that are called safe haven laws. The safe haven laws allow the parents to bring a child within 30 days of birth to any firehouse, police station, hospital, or 24-hour emergency medical center. If the parents want to relinquish the child, they may do so. And the police or wherever they're relinquishing it at any of those named places are not permitted to ask any questions. So it's completely safe. The motto is no names, no blame, no shame.
But it's to preserve the life of that child that otherwise the 14-year-old mother has no idea what to do with this child. As you say, managed to conceal the fact that she's pregnant from people who aren't paying any attention.
Yes, yes. And, you know, at Rest in His Arms, we see it as a tragedy, but we try to see all sides of it. It's tragic for the baby, of course, but it's tragic for the teenage mother in that case as well.
Everybody it touches. We're all affected by that.
Yes.
Now, you'd mentioned the generosity of some of the Catholic parishes. Who else helps you in this work, aside from your own cadre of volunteers?
Yes, we do have. There are a number of organizations that have been very generous in their support. I would certainly name the Catholic funeral directors in this area, and especially Gluckert in Arlington Heights, who has worked with us many times to provide burial services for these infants. Catholic Cemeteries has been extremely generous. They actually gave us infant-sized burial plots at All Saints Cemetery in Des Plaines. Mm-hmm. So we have a little section for Rest in His Arms, and many of our children are buried there today. The Knights of Columbus have been very generous to us, including with legal advice, and there are many others as well.
Now, there's just you might, or Catholic cemeteries, they've got the real estate.
Yes.
But there's also, you know, the other expenses of, you know, a casket of some specification. There's the transportation. I mean, all the other things that we don't, maybe aren't cognizant of, but that's provided to you, or you purchase that through your fundraising, or
we'll purchase it if it's necessary, but it's almost never necessary.
Is that right?
Because of the generosity of people who have told us we want to help you with this.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very blessed.
How could other people get help? You know, rest in his arms.
We do have a website. It's restinhisarms.org, and if people go there, they can learn more about the organization, and they can donate there as well. We also have a Facebook page. It's rest. If they go to Facebook and search for Rest in His Arms, it'll come up. So there's also ways they can provide financial assistance through Facebook as well. Whenever we have a funeral coming up, we publicize it through those vehicles. And you know, spiritual support is at least as important to us as financial support. So when people pray, or they come out for our burials, it means a lot to us.
Now, are you covering the size of the need here, or is this still an unmet kind of? Is the response that you are able to provide sufficient, or is there more that is not met?
There's more. There's definitely more. We do it in Illinois, and really primarily in the Chicago area, but there's downstate counties in Illinois, and there are other states. There are organizations like us in some other places, but there are many areas that need people to provide services like what Rest in His Arms does.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm as we mentioned before we went on the air, it's both affirming but also disturbing, this testament to what you're doing, and just sort of a slice of who we are as a community. So thank you, Jim. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Jim.
May all of our listeners be encouraged by this good news. God bless you all.
Thanks very much.
God bless you.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.
My right hand or at my left is not for me to give, but for those for whom it has been prepared. It will be given, it will be given.
To serve, but to serve.